talking travels and other stuff. But Sarah, darling, we can't get enough. Contacts and connections you can't resist from your fave fashion and travel journalist. When she's not on a pod or a plane, you'll find her here at First Class Darling, podcast of the year.
So today on Talking Travels and Other Stuff, I am really delighted to be talking to Ivona Ercegovic, sorry for the pronunciation, who is the founder of the amazingly exciting Tree Elements in Croatia. Welcome to the pod, Ivona. I'm really, really delighted to find out more about you and your fabulous business.
Thank you so much, Sarah. Hello to all who are listening, and thank you so much for having me. I'm delightful as well.
Oh, good, good. Welcome. So where are you at the moment?
I'm actually at the capital of Croatia. For those who have been or haven't been, that's Zagreb, which is actually 1 hour and 30 minutes away from this property that you are mentioning, Tree Elements.
Okay, cool. And is that where somebody would fly into? Because I know Croatia has got a lot of airports.
Correct. This is the capital, the biggest airport. You would fly in here and then get a car, for example, or I would take you for 1 hour and 30 minutes drive to the property, to tree houses.
Oh, amazing. And okay, are tree houses and a kind of reserve and an eco center. Tell us all about it. How did it start? Where did the idea come from? Where is it based? And really intrigued.
Oh, I could talk on for forever. So 30 minutes won't be enough, but I'll do my best. It's actually, the idea came, I don't know, since I was very young, I'm very capable of doing things. I have entrepreneurial spirit and I always wanted to have something of my own. So I started working when I was 16, actually, in tourism industry. So for the past 16 years, I've been doing all kinds of jobs, from a hotel management, hostel, running apartments, cleaning lady, even bartending and so on and so forth, until the last 8 years, I got a chance to get a job actually as a tour guide, taking American groups in Balkan region. So around my neighboring countries, such as Slovenia, Serbia, Montenegro, Bosnia, Macedonia, and so on and so forth. So this gave me an opportunity to see tourism as well from another perspective as a guest. So having all this knowledge, I dare to say so, I was really ready to take the leap and to try something different. Because Croatia, as many of you know, is very much focused on mass tourism. This is and I'm actually from Dubrovnik. This is a capital of mass tourism on the Adriatic together with Venice. So I wanted to do something completely different. So I coined a term called eco-kind, which means environmentally aware and kind to people. So 4 years ago, I decided that I will buy a forest. And in this forest, I wanted to build tree houses. So 4 years into the moment, this is actually happening. So the retreat is called Tree Elements, meaning three houses representing the elements of nature. Each tree house is named after one element. So water, earth, and wind. There is one big main house, which is a focal point, a meeting point for all the guests. This is Ether element. And then a small farmhouse where I will be living for the beginning, firehouse, let's call it this way. So when these all elements come together, we have actually a little utopia in the forest. Go ahead if you have a question, of course. I'm sorry, I can go on, blah, blah.
Oh, no. I mean, you've got a lot to talk about and it's such a intriguing project. Have you ever, is there anything like it that you've ever experienced yourself, or did you just invent this kind of property?
Okay, so when it comes to tree houses, of course, I'm not inventing warm water. This has been going on from the 70s in the States. I've been to Thailand, I've been to Bali, I've stayed in several tree houses myself. But nothing with the approach that I'm trying to bring on. So this eco-kind, it's not kind to nature, it's kind to the general public, to people and to nature as well. This does not exist. This is my desire. My desire is to inspire actually other business owners to do the same thing. So this means when these tree houses are empty or in accordance to civil organizations that I'm working with, I want to invite cancer patients, abused women and children with diseases to come and heal to the forest. So giving them the opportunity to stay for free and to participate in different workshops, retreats, and so on and so forth. So it's not only for profit, it's not only for accommodation, it's not only apartments, it's more to create some kind of magical forest where we can all benefit from. I really think this is something necessary, especially in 21st century, to go away from the masses and to bring in individual approach. And I don't know, to be more kind to one another. This is my motto in life.
Right. I love that. So are you the only one? How many other people are behind the project?
Okay. So I, oh, sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm excited.
No, you are excited. Just go ahead. did you have to convince a lot of people? Was it something that people wanted to get involved in, you know, like, and how did you find the space? How did you find
right.
the forest?
So the idea is solely mine. The dream is only mine. And when all up until 2020, when Corona hit and the moment when I was supposed to get a loan, all the banks actually in Croatia refused my application. And I found myself in a pickle because after 3 years of planning, the moment did came and I didn't know what to do. And then my parents got involved financially. So they were there mentally and they were there bureaucratically. But now financially, they really, really pulled me off from this miserable situation. So basically it's me, myself, but my family is behind me supporting the project. And I didn't want any other people to get involved. Why? Because this means sharing my dream. This means compromises. This means sharing profit, the idea and the forest with somebody who might not share the same vision as myself. So this is me and of course, support from my parents.
That's absolutely amazing. That's so cool. So they obviously believe in what you're doing as well.
Correct. Yes.
Oh, that's gorgeous. So, so how many, with the tree houses, how many would they hold? How many guests can stay at tree houses? And will you have guests staying in the other properties, the kind of farmhouse, etc.? And mm-hmm. another question, will non-residents be able to kind of come into this magical forest?
Okay, so each out of three houses can fit four people. They're actually made for two with the gallery upstairs with a king size bed, but with a custom made pull out sofa for two kids or maybe two couples, friends, and so on. I didn't want to squeeze too many people inside, and there is a trend since I've been working in hotels and running apartments that a lot of people actually travel in two or with children. So I said, okay, let it be for two till four. Then, for example, a big main house can fit other 4 to 8 people, depending how big or small they are. Mm-hmm. And then the small farmhouse actually is made not to be rent because by standard it cannot. But let's say that we have yoga retreats and we have a teacher and a cook who would come there. This would be their little place, for example. They can have 10 to 12 students on the property with them for this yoga retreat, and then two of them can sleep in this small farmhouse. I don't want it to be cramped with people. I don't want to do tours of 20, 30, 40 people. You know why? Because I'm selling peace, I'm selling intimacy, I'm selling connection with nature and quiet, mm-hmm. Quiet surroundings. So for this reason, I don't want camping site or somebody who's not from there to just come and take a photo, because this means you're ruining the experience for somebody who paid great amount of money to be here and to be alone and to rewind in total. So it's only for the people who are actually staying at the property.
Oh, I like that. So that makes it very exclusive and private.
Yes. Yes.
You just really, really enjoy the nature.
Yes.
So, right, can you explain them more, please, about how it's got its eco-credentials? Are there going to be any cars? Are you going to have bicycles? Are you going to grow your own food?
Mm-hmm. Very good. All of the above, I would say. Uh-huh. When it comes to cars, of course, you need to come. This is a great location because it's in the middle of the country, so we're close to Slovenia that stretches to Austria, to Germany. So I'm depending actually on people Europeans who would come with the car. The car would put you maybe 100 meters or 300 feet away from the tree houses and etc. So there will be a little parking spot, but not coming all the way to the forest. So when it comes to eco-credentials, you said growing your own food, absolutely. There is a huge, vast 750 square meters organic garden on which we will have flowers, we will have orchards, and we will have all different veggies you can imagine. The climate is rather nice. It's mild, a bit harsh in the winter, but it's livable. We will have a glass house for herbs and spices. Then for food, as I am vegetarian, and I think this is the best way we can bring back to nature. I don't know, because meat industry is really spending a lot of money on feeding this cattle. There is a lot of food going to feed the animal, which is actually a middleman. So I'm thinking of skipping the middleman and just being completely organic when it comes to food. There's going to be free-range chickens and chicken coop for the eggs. For food, this is really easy because even a little small city that is 10 minutes away drive from the property has a farmer's market, has a grocery stores, pharmacy, everything you can find. So you will not feel as you're lost in the forest, lost from all the civilization. So this is quite good. Then we have, let's say, bio sewage pits. So I didn't want to do it just because I didn't want to do regular sewage. I wanted to process the waste that humans make up to 95%. And that waste, actually treated water, waste management water, is released back to nature. We have harvesting of rainwater, which will actually be great for landscaping, for washing cars, and of course for this eco-organic garden. We have bio heat pumps that are actually installed for heating and cooling. So there is no AC and similar. This is actually a huge investment, but after 5 to 7 years, it's going to be worth it. And it's not only because of the money, it's because it's the best possible way to heat up or cool down the tree houses and the main house. This means that there is you take air from the outside, the cold air from the outside, and you transmit it to a warm air in the tree house. It looks like an AC, but it's like 70% more efficient than anything that we have on the market. I didn't want to add, for example, those heating on wood, you know, or on coal, because this means not everybody is as educated about this. God forbid that somebody lights something up in a treehouse and then the whole forest goes to you know where. And this is also not very friendly towards the trees. I would have to cut them down. So I said, no, let's make this investment and at least I'll be true to myself and nature.
That is amazing. That's so cool.
Thank you.
So do you think then that the tree houses will be, you'll have bookings throughout the year? Will they be warm enough in the winter?
Correct. Absolutely. Especially because they are passive tree houses. These are prefabricated wooden houses, which means that 30 centimeters floor is isolated with wool insulation. So this is, I mean, probably the highest on the market. There is not going to be such a demand for heating or cooling exactly because of this isolation. But in general, I'm thinking of working 365 days a year. I already have some bookings and we are not open yet. So this kickstarted campaign did a tremendously great work. We have like 200 bookings already for three houses, one wedding, one yoga retreat. So it's I'm overwhelmed with happiness and gratitude.
Oh, that's so good. Well, it's such a cool project. And I think that we have all realized since the pandemic that we're not invincible and neither is the world that we live in.
Correct.
Yeah. So do you think, I'm going a little bit off track, but do you think that the treehouse, the design is award-winning? Have you kind of accomplished anything that is kind of super, super special? I love the sound of the AC and stuff like that. And obviously with the king size bed and the soap bed and things, you know, I've never been yet, but it sounds cool.
Me neither. I have never been. I mean, it's not ready yet. But I didn't follow that idea. I didn't went in that direction. I really wanted to be like a little typical house from my childhood. Three houses that I'm imagining from Pete Nelson, you know, this yeah. woodworking wizard from the States that I have been following for years. So I really, if it wins some rewards, that's fabulous, but it's not nothing too innovative. It's just maybe innovative as an approach altogether. Maybe all of these details, when they come together, when they form this little magical creation in the forest, I think this will be a hit. But when it comes to winning awards or something like that, we will see. I never thought about that. Even the architects I worked with, they really wanted it to be smaller. They wanted it in the shape of an egg or a triangle. I said, no. I just want a comfortable little treehouse where you don't have to squeeze in. It has a fully equipped kitchen, bathroom, electricity, Wi-Fi, heating, cooling, TV. Anything you can imagine for a luxurious stay, but up 3 meters in the air. So that didn't play with me. I really want this for myself, and I want for people when they come to feel at home. I wanted to create a home, basically. Yes, nothing. Whoa, too wacky, just for them to feel at home.
Sounds fabulous. So is there a toilet? So is the bathroom, the shower, the bathroom, is everything up in the treehouse, or is that down?
Everything is up. Yeah, bathrooms are normal. Yeah. They're not composted bathrooms, toilets, because, I thought about it for a long, long time. I have been planning them for 2 years in total with architects, and it's not good for everybody. This is not typical luxurious stay if you don't have flushing toilet, you know, that doesn't play with everybody. I didn't want to burst any bubbles for anybody. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to give people a choice. So you do have a choice. If you want to go on Wi-Fi, you can. If you want to turn on the TV, you can, but you don't have to. It's very important to give people a choice. But when it comes to composting and the toilets and the shower, all of this waste actually goes into this bioseptic sewage system. So this is 95% clean, let's call it this way, which is, I mean, almost 100. I don't complain. This is the best we could find on the market at the moment.
Yeah, brilliant. Wow. So how is your working background, and where did your interest in sustainability start?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm very... nature oriented. I'm very into sports. I've been playing soccer, basketball, tennis. I'm hiking, I'm swimming, I'm running, I'm doing yoga, meditation. So I'm very into nature, into respecting it. And this brought up the sustainability from the moment I started working. When I was 16, it was different. Oh, great. I have a job. Now I can buy myself this, or I can go for a drink. That's fabulous. But as I started to grow older, especially in the last 8 years working as a tour guide, seeing my American group, seeing how much waste we produce as a group, seeing every morning that I have to give them plastic bottle of water to a 40 people bus, this is really something that bugged me. And I always said, water, potable water in Croatia, it is drinkable. You don't have to take every single morning this plastic bottle away from me. Just fill it up, refill it. Plastic is something that I have not been using for the past 3 years. I have even hygienic products, so organic coconut cream and oil for my face, for my body, for makeup, etc. So sustainability is truly, truly important, because this means we are respectful to nature. And as my favorite friend on the whole wide world is nature and trees, I have to be respectful to it as well.
Brilliant. That's so good that you're actually practicing what you preach.
And able Absolutely.
But you're not even preaching. You're giving people, you're just giving them the kind of, you're sharing your knowledge.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it's not kind of preachy. Do you anticipate that... it's going to be a bit of skill swapping going on? I know you said you're going to do yoga retreats and things like that.
Yes.
Do you find that you're going to kind of encourage meditation and art workshops and things like that?
Absolutely. So my idea is whatever one person wants to do in the forest, as long as it's respectful to people and to nature, I'm all for it. Is it yoga retreat? Is it meditation? Is it volunteers? Is it workshops? Is it weddings I want to do? I mean, I'm in love and I'm in love in life and weddings. So I really want to do weddings in the forest. Again, this can be rented as an artist residency. The whole forest can be rented for music videos, maybe some smaller festivals, maybe for making movies. So really, I have a plethora of choices to give to whoever wants to participate and create something truly remarkable in the forest. They are more than welcome to come.
Brilliant. And what can they do? Just drop you an email and just start a discussion.
Absolutely. Email, WhatsApp, on my webpage, whatever. So I'm fully open to everything that works with me and, of course, nature. So yes.
Lovely. Good. And as you're advertising as a retreat, you're expecting guests to physically, spiritually, culturally recharge. Do you anticipate that you'll be building a program, a kind of, like classes for this? Or are you just kind of thinking that this is something that they'll do independently just because they're in nature and it's going to be more natural? It's going to be something that they'll do with ease?
Well, both. I would say whoever comes individually and feels a desire to meditate or do yoga, there are going to be a little spots around the forest, under the linden tree, yoga amphitheater, yoga deck for them to unwind. But again, as you said, absolutely. I think I will be more focused into programs and retreats rather than book them individually. I think this is going to be easier for me and much nicer environment in total if the whole retreat is rented and, for example, a community of 10 or 12 people or 15 can stay there for 5 to 10 days depending on the program and just do what they would like. So I would say both, but I would love to focus more because this, for me, not only financially but from organizational skills, is going to be much, much easier. You have rented 3 houses with the main house, the whole property for 7 days. You can participate. I'll be there, maybe cooking, sharing my ideas, helping, doing whatever I can. So I would love to learn as well. As you said, I'm not here to preach or to teach. I'm just here to inspire, to give ideas and to give them a choice. But I'm more than eager to learn as much as I can in life because life is too short and I really want to know as much as possible every single day.
Oh, you're giving me goosebumps.
Yeah, that's good. Bring on the goosebumps. Very good.
we've just kind of briefly touched on the fact that you're going to work with the the community of abused women, children, and cancer patients.
Yes.
How are they going to get involved, or how will that work?
Yes, I understand. So before I started actually the project, and in general, I really wanted to do that because my mother, actually both of my parents are retired police officers, and they're really, really strong fighters for justice. And this is something that I have to be thankful to them, mostly because I'm the way I am because of them. And my mother, she was a vice president for Association of Molested Women and Children, Phoenix Association in Dubrovnik. And she has dealt with a lot of angry men after the war. You know, there was a homeland war here. Yeah. And she brought me to be a strong individual and to be righteous and to fight for those who cannot stand for themselves. I always say, if you see a bully and bothering somebody who cannot defeat himself, but you're not doing nothing and you're just standing and observing, it's very obvious whose side you took, right? Because you did nothing. You're just observing. Yeah. You took the bully side. And so I always wanted to do something where I can give back to the community and help those in need. That's why I have for now 2 associations, and very soon it's going to be the third one, and so on and so forth. I have partnered with them. We have agreed on an agreement together, actually, that whenever the 3 houses are empty, and not only empty, I cannot say whenever they're empty, you're going to come. I really want them to come as Oh, no, we will arrange on the number of dates, on the number of retreats for them to come and to heal. I already have in this December a volunteer. Her name is Indira, and she's a yoga meditation teacher from Croatia who does different retreats. She does different retreats on Costa Rica, Bali, and Croatia, and she has volunteers to do that for free for these women and children and cancer patients. So I give them property free of charge. She does her magic free of charge, and they're there with us for 2, 3, 4 days, depending on the program we choose, to maybe bring back some light back into their life, to inspire them that it's not over yet, that they can rely on individuals such as myself and my forest, and they have to continue on the fight, because I think everything starts from the head, no matter how body must be tired, but head is everything.
Oh, that's beautiful. And it'll show that not all people are bad.
Yes, correct.
Oh, that's so lovely. That's really nice. Oh,
thank you.
Wow. And finally, I'm just going to ask, I know we've got so little time, but
yes,
what have you got planned next? What is there anything that's kind of you can announce or anything new?
Oh, I cannot share my business secrets. I'm kidding.
Oh, Vanna.
Well, my head keeps on working and working. I shouldn't be thinking about 3 years plans or 5 years plans. Like, I have to focus now, but I'm thinking maybe to bring 3 more tree houses even higher up in the air, because there is one location in the forest that is just, once I saw, because I had no idea what is there in the forest, even when I bought it, even 2 years after. And once I saw that place, it was just incredible. Something that no man has seen before, with a swimming pool, etc. Maybe even a club, Tree Elements, that is a cabaret and a theater and everything in one, on 3 different floors, like earth, water, and wind. Yeah, but don't share it with the public.
You heard it first.
Yeah. But there is so many things going on through my head. I just really want to finish this and do this properly, and then we can plan. The world is our oyster, right? There are so many things we can do.
Oh, you know, it is. And as soon as we can travel, you've got all your neighboring countries. As soon as I can get in an aeroplane, I will be there.
Yes, I hope we will be green for you. Green country, green area.
Oh, that's what I'm all about. I love that. I love that idea. Yay.
Super.
Yeah, brilliant. Wow. Well, I think you've done a sterling job, and it's really exciting. And I hope you're going to inspire a lot of others as well.
Thank you, my darling. Thank you.
Oh, brilliant. Well, what I'll do, I'll sign off now. This has been so interesting. And I will put your links and the website and all the Kickstarter and everything in the blurb. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we'll meet up soon.
I hope as well. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I'm looking forward to see a lot of UK people coming to me in my forest. Thank you.
Oh, we'd love to come to your forest. You're magical.
Thank you.
All right, Ivana, take care.
That's all, folks. Thanks for tuning in. See you next time. What fun it's been. There's no harm in